plate a potential nugget.
I think moving forward, Ayelet, you talk about goals and you say that we often compromise or prioritize based on what our actions tell us or the world tells us something about our identity. What's the phenomenon here? How is our identity linked to whether we prioritize or compromise?
So you move to multiple goals and how we navigate multiple goals, and we always have multiple goals. And we should always decide whether we want to prioritize or compromise. Okay. And I encourage people to just write down what are the main goals that you are pursuing in your life at the moment. Okay. What do you do to be healthy, to succeed professionally, to take care of your finance, of your family? What are the main goals that you are pursuing? And how much you want to focus on all of them versus set priorities? To give you an example, if we take career and family, which are two goals that many people have, you can seek the compromise, okay, to think about how you're going to pursue a career and a family, or you can think about prioritizing. Maybe you will postpone having a family because you really want to focus on your career. Maybe you will put your career on hold because you want to prioritize your family at this time. Once you know what you're trying to achieve, then you can have a better way of organizing your goals. Now, you mentioned identity. Often when we think about our actions as telling us something about your identity, we are more likely to prioritize. That is, we are more likely to say, well, my identity leads me to prioritize one goal over the other. I might, for example, prioritize environmental actions just doing what feels good at the moment, okay? Or prioritize financial responsibility over seeking the right balance between saving and spending. In practice, what that means, when people prioritize, then they pursue the same goal across several actions, okay? I might choose the cheaper option in the morning when I make a purchase, and then also in the afternoon. When people compromise, they jump between two goals. Okay, maybe I will choose the healthy breakfast but the unhealthy lunch, in which case I'm compromising between health and taste.
That's fascinating. You're saying it's a function of how rooted we are to one particular identity or multiple identities, and that could have an impact on how we think about goals, whether we compromise or prioritize.
So one variable that suggests, one variable that informs us whether to prioritize or compromise is how much we see the action as part of our identity. Okay, and you can think of any trade-off. Okay, let's take the trade-off between being financially responsible and buying organic food. Organic food tends to be more expensive. Okay, so now if you just think about these two goals, many people decide to sometimes buy organic, or for some products to buy organic, for some products or some other times to go for the non-organic, so they find the balance between organic and not too expensive. But if we emphasize that this choice has to do with their identity, if we ask people, are you the person that care about your health, that cares about eating organic food, do you feel close to nature? And then they start prioritizing. So they might decide to, let's say, go all organic, okay, and compromise their saving goals so that they can feel good about really focusing on organic food.
I love the connection that Ayelet makes between identity and whether we satisfy or optimize. I hadn't thought about the link between these two quite explicitly. If I extend that to the discussions we have around work-life harmony, I notice that the biggest barrier often is the fact that we all have our identities very tightly linked to what we do on the work front. The more we see ourselves as complete human beings, as a child, as a parent, as a sibling, as a friend, as a citizen, and so on, greater are the odds of us living a full life and having harmony across the various domains of life. Thank you for listening.